We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Cass, News Radio, WRBA, Thursday afternoon. Coming up about an hour from now, former Texas Senator Phil Graham is going to be here. If you did not hear the discussion with Bill O'Reilly the other day, let me urge you to head on over to newsradiowrba.com. Check it out. I am looking at photos, and we'll discuss these in the 4 o'clock hour. To put it mildly, the inmates are running the asylum at the Richmond City Jail. Richmond City Sheriff Dr. Antoinette Irving clearly just is not getting anything done. These photos show three guests of the sheriff's office displaying a knife and a few other little goodies. Oh, and did I forget to mention, they took the photos on their cell phone because, you know, everybody who's locked up needs at least one cell phone. So we'll chat about that in the 4 o'clock hour. I oftentimes talk about our pal Kerry Dougherty out in the Virginia Beach area. Wonderful broadcaster, but sometimes you read something. As I did, Kerry's piece about the school walkouts, and I thought, damn, she is a great writer, and I'm thrilled she's got some time for us today. Kerry, appreciate you being here.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me. This is exciting. I love talking to you.
Oh, well, that's so kind. We love having you here. I had forgotten, well, maybe not forgotten, but God, you are a great writer, and this piece... Oh. About the school walkouts, man. This is not just a home run. This is a grand slam. Do you mind sharing some of that with some of the folks who haven't read it yet?
Well, you know, I spent 42 years in daily newspapers. Yeah. So if there's one thing, there's a lot of things I don't know much about, and that doesn't stop me from writing about them or issuing opinions. I do know journalism a little bit, you know, yep. I spent a lot of time. And here's the thing, our newspaper down here where I used to work, the Virginian Pilot, which is just circling the drain, had a headline the other day, and I went to read it right away, saying, protesting Yunkin's new transgendered policies, Hampton Roads students joined statewide walkout. So I quickly read the story and found this wasn't journalism. There were no facts in it. First of all, they could only find three schools that allegedly had any sort of walkout. Mm-hmm. One of them, that Warwick High School over in Newport News, and they used a student activist there, a student organizer, to estimate the crowd size of 150. I mean, if I had ever tried to hand in a crowd size estimate by an activist, I would have been fired on the spot. Come on. You know, crowd sizes are notoriously, if you have a large crowd, it's very hard to estimate. Anytime you have organizers of any sort of protest, they exaggerate madly. Then we had, another school down here in Virginia Beach, First Colonial. They were expecting 50 kids to walk out. This reporter never even checked back to see if they did or didn't. And then at another high school with almost 1,800 kids, a quote handful walked out. There was no source on that. This was the biggest piece of garbage journalism I've ever. It's still up. I just checked. It's still on their website. Oh my goodness! We used to have an editor at the Pilot when I worked there, Jeff, who had kept tongues on his desk. And this was back when you wrote on paper and handed it in. If you handed him anything that looked like this, he wouldn't touch it. He would pick it up with tongs and call you over and hand it back to you and tell you to get rid of it. He didn't want to touch it.
Oh my
gosh. This is It's crazy. And, you know, this is really sad. It's an agenda that the left-wing media has. I'm sure you see it in Richmond. That used to be a good paper. It's not anymore. But, you know, this idea that we've got to tear down Youngkin. Oh, my gosh, he's getting popular. Oh, my gosh, he's achieving a national profile. It's important to make him look like he has no support in the state. Yeah. So I just thought this just made me, I was spinning nails when I read that story.
Well,
I thought they would have the decency to take it down once I pointed out that it wasn't journalism. Nah, they left it up.
Well, you could, listen, I don't know how to say it nicely. We all got the impression that you were spitting nails as you were writing it. They left a few marks on most of us that were reading it. And you're right, for those of us with any sort of a newspaper background, and I was a columnist, right? So I wasn't actually burdened by those rules that govern people like you, you know, that were actual reporters. But I can remember doing columns where there was a number and that was enough to send the editor going, well, hang on a second here. You know, did you count them? Did you know somebody who count?
Exactly.
It's like,
exactly.
Oh, you want to guesstimate? Well, then that's what we're going to have to say. And we have to make that clear. And I thought, well, okay. So yeah, this whole piece, they're expecting 50. Look, I'm expecting to win the lottery next week. I'm not walking into the headquarters looking for the big check, you know?
Exactly. And I remember the days, I mean, this seems like a long time ago, when a reporter would actually get in a car and drive to an event and look with their own eyes and give you an eyewitness account. Now, apparently, you just phone it in and let the local radicals call in their own facts, and you just print those in the newspaper. It's no wonder people cancel their subscriptions by the thousands over there. What a rag. Sorry. I don't mean to run down my old employer, but it isn't the same place anymore, I can tell you.
No, it's very clear. But again, the piece of writing you did, I just love it.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I love having you here.
Well, everybody should be critical, Jeff. When they read newspapers and watch the media, you should really think to yourself, is this accurate? If it doesn't ring true, if your spidey senses go off, you know, listen to yourself and then read it critically. And everybody should be doing that. We all have to be citizen journalists now because the newspapers aren't doing their jobs.
No doubt about it. So let me ask you, you referenced Governor Youngkin, and we're talking a little bit about this new policy. I have three kids, and I'm thinking, this is all I'm asking for. I'm a dad. I want to be involved in this. It doesn't seem to me to be outrageous. What are people out your way, Virginia Beach, Newport News, thinking on this?
All the normal people think it's great. I mean, if you read the policy, Jeff, and I'm sure you have, it's not radical. All it's saying is parents have a right to be involved. If you have a child who's experiencing some real gender dysphoria and you've decided as a family this child can be the other sex, all you have to do is write a letter, let the school tell them that you acknowledge that this is going on, and they will honor that. We're just not going to have kids visiting the transition closet, you know, where you drop off your son at school and he's running in and putting on a skirt and pumps, you know,
That's
to go to class without you knowing about it.
That's right.
What's wrong? We have a right to know everything about our kids. They're ours. You know, we're responsible for them. And plus, we don't need boys. And I don't know do you have daughters or do you have sons? Or?
Yeah, well, I've got two boys. I've got one daughter, my princess, but she, you know, she's not in traditional education. So, you know, I give you an example, Carrie. There were fathers who were really outraged about the guy on the University of Pennsylvania girls swimming team. And, you know, I followed it as a story, but I thought, well, Julia's never going to be competing for a scholarship. So maybe I didn't follow it as closely as some, but then you dial it back and you look at some of the comments from the other girls on the team who are like, hey, listen, he's walking around the locker room naked and it's clear, you know, Leah's not really Leah. So
You're trying to, and we raise our children to be modest most of the time.
Yes.
You don't want my daughter, I'm sure my granddaughter, never undressed in front of boys. And let's face it, Leah Thomas is walking around with his junk hanging out in the locker room. Sorry to say that, but the girls were uncomfortable. They basically had a man with long hair walking around their locker room. This isn't right. It's not right. It's just, and we don't want, you know, even if they're not super athletes, the kids go to locker rooms in high school and change their clothes.
Yes. Absolutely.
And there shouldn't be boys in the girls' rooms. That's a safe place, you know, to use the word of the left. Oh, it's a safe space for the girls.
Absolutely. Girl. So, you know, here in Central Virginia, there's been talk about building new schools, and we're going to have this many bathrooms, and they're going to be this, they're going to be that. What are you guys doing out there? Is anybody raising this and saying, well, we need to knock down the bathroom, we need to have co-ed locker rooms, or are we sort of standing
I have not heard that. We discussed it the other day on the radio, and I said, you know, I really think when they build new schools now, you watch, they're going to have individual bathrooms.
Yep. Just
with one commode and one
That's
sink,
right.
So that you can avoid this. If the courts are going to weigh in and say, you have to let everybody use the bathroom they want, they're going to have to go to separate, and which would be expensive and take up a lot of space.
Yep.
But I don't hear, you know, normal people don't talk about this stuff. You're normal. I think you're as normal as anybody
That's
on
right.
radio.
That's
we
right.
don't sit around worrying about this stuff. We're more worried about the fact that the kids' test scores are falling so
That's
dramatically,
right.
and
yeah.
they've lost those two COVID years. But this is, I don't know. You know, we've just lost our way in America. We've
we
got
have.
The midterms are a chance to get it back on track, but we'll see. What are you hearing up there? Is it looking good?
Listen, we are concerned here with the real world, and most people I talk with, just like you, we're not talking about the bathrooms, we're not talking about this, we're talking about the fact that gasoline is double what it was when Slow-Mo Joe moved his stuff into the Oval Office. We're talking about the fact that there are empty store shelves at supermarkets. Who ever thought you'd live in an America like that? You know, it's like an old black and white reel from the old Soviet Union. I mean, it's craziness, and we either pump the brakes on this or I think we're lost. The second district out there with that Elaine Loria, who is as big a phony as our Abigail Spamberger. How's that look?
Well, I really hope Jen Kiggins pulls it out. This district, when it was realigned, is supposed to be plus 6% more Republicans than Democrats here. Elaine Loria, I don't know. She portrays herself as a moderate. She is lying like crazy. Poor Jen is trying to set the record straight, saying that Jen Kiggins is an extremist on abortion. That's all the Democrats have. Imagine being that ghoulish. All you have is abortion.
Yep.
Saying that she doesn't support abortion in the case of rape, incest, or the health of the mother, which Jen Kiggins claims is absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just, the scare mail that's coming, it just remains to be seen on whether we're idiots in the second district and going to vote on the ability to kill babies up until the moment of birth, or are we going to vote on kitchen table issues like we can't afford anything anymore. You know, groceries are so expensive. My daughter's married to a guy in the Army. He's enlisted. And I'm telling you, she said they have two kids. At the end of the week, there's nothing left. And they've been saving their money. They're very frugal. But I've got to tell you, there's nothing left. It's all going for groceries and gas. And, you know, if they're feeling the pinch, I don't know. These young families, they're really feeling it. And I don't think they're going to vote on abortion. I think they're going to vote on inflation.
I sure hope
take care of abortion later. It's in the hands of the states. It's never going to be outlawed in Virginia, I don't believe.
No, I don't.
I think we're reasonable people here.
I don't think it'll ever be outlawed either. Now, let me ask you, with Hurricane
Ian
and all the rest of it, how are you guys out there near the beach fending for yourselves?
Well, we are just fine. It's
okay.
A tad windy today. You know, people here are pretty laid back, and nobody ever evacuates. I mean, knock on wood, we've never needed to. Even when the mayor a couple years ago was telling all of us to write our Social Security numbers in Sharpies on our forearms so that they could identify us after the storm. They always seem to miss us. They kind of hit the Outer Banks. I think you could get more than we could.
The heaviest
rain is coming to y'all.
Yeah, we're getting rain tomorrow, and it looks like it's going to rain right through Saturday. But thank God, it doesn't look like it's much more than rain, and we can use it here. Hey,
what's it going to do to the state fair? Sorry.
Oh, no. Well, it'll be delayed by a day. We'll be all right. I think we'll be fine. People are going to get bigger boots. That's all. If you got a guy tromping through the mud, you'll be fine. So let me ask you, Carrie, for folks that want to read your stuff and pay attention to what you're doing, where do they go?
Well, they go to kerrydougherty.com, kerrydougherty.com. It's a website. It's free. It's absolutely free. You can read it every day. And if you subscribe to the email, it means on Friday you get an email. Yeah, I try to have a little lanyard there for people and a link to everything that ran during the week. And I don't sell the list or anything. It's just for me to see who the supporters are. And yep. You can use a fake name so I won't know who you are. But anyway. But it's a lot of fun. We have
it
fun.
Is a great one. I look forward to those Friday emails. As I said, I love reading your writing. And Carrie, we'll look forward to getting you back soon, I hope.
Yeah, thanks so much. And I said this last time, but I'm going to get back with you next week. We want to have you on our show so you can give us the rundown on the rest of the state.
Love
you'll
to
do
it.
That.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. That is Carrie Dougherty. She's a brilliant lady, a wonderful broadcaster, to be sure, but it is her writing, I'm telling you, that will just blow your socks off. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.